Bloomberg analyst says Bitcoin is headed to $10,000 unless it reclaims $75,000. Mike McGlone, senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, published a forecast this week that puts Bitcoin at $10,000 by the end of 2026. His thesis, the cheap money era that inflated crypto from five figures to six is over, and mean reversion will pull prices back to the most heavily traded zone since CME futures launched in 2017. Bitcoin sits at $68,650 as of April 7, 2026, down 0.5% over 24 hours. The fear and greed index reads 35, fear. The mean reversion argument, McGlone's framework borrows from commodity cycles. Crude oil swings between $120 and $40. Gold runs and reverts. Bitcoin, he argues, is no different. Before the biggest money pump in history in 2020-21, Bitcoin hovered around $10,000, and it may be reverting, McGlone said. He frames $10,000 not as an arbitrary round number, but as the price zone, where the most cumulative volume has traded since 2017. The CME futures launch that year gave institutional capital its first regulated entry point, and most of that early institutional volume clustered around five figures. His broader macro call is equally bleak. The S&P 500 drops 50-60%, crude oil hits $50 by midterms, and CPI turns negative, mirroring Japan's 30-year deflationary grind. This is not a simple micro view where my math is wrong, McGlone said. I'm just pointing out normal reversion. The $75,000 line, McGlone's invalidation level, is specific. Bitcoin must reclaim and sustain prices above $75,000 to break his bearish thesis. That level has structural weight. It marked the bottom of the March-April 2025 decline and stalled an early 2024 rally. It also aligns with Fibonacci retracement levels that technical traders watch closely. At 68,653, Bitcoin is roughly 9% below that threshold. The gap is not enormous, but the direction matters. If price drifts lower rather than pushing toward 75K, McGlone reads it as confirmation that the liquidity-driven rally has exhausted itself. He also points to competition within crypto itself. Unlimited crypto supply and use case rivals are Bitcoin headwinds. He expects Tether's market cap to surpass both Ethereum and Bitcoin, arguing that stablecoins represent the most enduring trend in the industry. That framing positions Bitcoin not as a store of value, but as one speculative asset among thousands, losing ground to dollar-peg tokens with clearer utility. The counterargument analyst Dave Weisberger pushed back on the math directly. In 2022, the collapse of FTX, Three Arrows Capital, and Terra Luna only pushed Bitcoin to $16,000. Roughly 50% more dollars are now in circulation compared to that cycle bottom. A comparable percentage decline from here would land Bitcoin between $25,000 and $30,000, not $10,000. The only way Bitcoin gets to $10,000 is if a huge percentage of holders believe it's going to fail, Weisberger said. He called the forecast clickbait, but conceded that McGlone could be right about the direction, even if the magnitude is off. Q1 2026 data complicates the picture further. While retail investors sold 62,000 Bitcoin during the quarter, businesses bought 69,000, governments added 25,000, and ETFs absorbed another 3,000. Institutional accumulation during retail capitulation is the opposite of what you'd expect if the asset were reverting to $10,000. McGlone's track record. McGlone's bearish calls have a pattern. He predicted $10,000 in late 2022 when Bitcoin traded near $17,000. The price instead bottomed and tripled over the next 18 months. Earlier, he forecast continued declines during Bitcoin's 2020 consolidation before the asset ran from $10,000 to $69,000. His bullish calls have also missed. In 2021, he suggested Bitcoin could reach $100,000 by year-end. It peaked at $69,000 and fell 75%. The track record doesn't invalidate the current thesis, but it calibrates how much weight to assign it. McGlone's framework is internally consistent. He applies the same commodity mean reversion model to crypto, oil, and equities. Whether that model fits an asset with Bitcoin's supply schedule and adoption curve is the real question. What the market is pricing the Fear and Greed Index at 35 reflects unease but not panic. ETF flows have been positive in recent weeks. And spot CEX volume, while at two-year lows, has not triggered the kind of cascading liquidations that precede capitulation events. For holders spending crypto through card programs, the practical implication depends on time horizon. A reversion to $10,000 would erase roughly 85% of current value. Even skeptics of the call should note the $75,000 level. If Bitcoin fails to reclaim it over the coming weeks, the technical picture deteriorates regardless of whether $10,000 is the ultimate destination. The market has heard McGlone's 10K call before. It bounced. Whether it bounces again depends less on one analyst's model and more on whether institutional buyers keep absorbing what retail is selling.